Good morning. I'm Celeste Headley here with John Hockenberry, taking a look at election results right now at 47 minutes after the hour. In the House, a Republican wave recaptured seats that they'd lost during the last two elections. As of now, the Republicans picked up perhaps 60 seats. Some West Coast votes are still being counted. It is the largest turnover in 70 years. Democrats retained control of the Senate. Let's take a closer look, though, at some West Coast races in California and Washington. And let's go to California, where it turns out big money that was spent by candidates did not pay big dividends. 72-year-old Democrat Jerry Brown back in the governor's seat. He beat out Republican Meg Whitman, who spent $140 million of her own money. And in the California Senate race, Democrat Barbara Boxer beat out Republican Carly Fiorina. Joining us now is Pat Morrison, longtime columnist for the LA Times and host of Pat Morrison on KPPC, Southern California Public Radio. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
So what is the headline coming out of California, a Democratic stronghold on the edge of the country?
Well, it could be everything old is new again. It could be that the mighty Sierra Nevada mountains held back the Republican tsunami. California voters weren't buying what Meg Whitman was selling.
At a $140 million price tag.
At what is about the most expensive campaign, at least the self-finance campaign, in not only California, but in the United States. Jerry Brown's going back to the governor's house. We can't say governor's mansion because when he was governor last time, he sold the governor's mansion. Now he lives in a hardware department of an old Sears store.
Well, let's also talk about the Prop 19, which was set to become a historic vote for California, but voters turned down the legalization of marijuana.
Well, I have to apologize to the rest of the country who was expecting California wacky to come through. No more votes, no more late-night jokes about this. But the original argument that was to make money for California, that it would defuse the Mexican criminal element of the drug wars in California, it ultimately just didn't wash. You had a lot of law enforcement standing up against it. And I think there were a lot of dinner-time table conversations near the election between older voters and younger voters, and it just didn't catch.
Pat Morrison is a longtime columnist for the LA Times, host of Pat Morrison on KPCC. Thanks, Pat.
Sure thing.